Tonight's scripture comes from Psalm 121, a song of ascents. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is the word of our Lord.
Oh, Lord God, we ask that you would be with us in a very special way as we share your word together. One more time, God, we need your voice to be the loudest voice in the room, that we might hear what you have to say to us, that we might see your glory, that we might be transformed by your love and your grace. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 120 to 134 in the scriptures all start with this title, a song of ascents. 15 songs of ascent, if you will. And some of the newer translations, like the Message, you call it a song for pilgrims or a pilgrimage song. And Bible scholars and historians think that these were songs that the Jewish people sang as they went to Jerusalem. You know, there were three feasts that the Jewish men particularly were required to come to Jerusalem and worship in the temple. At the Passover, at Pentecost, and at the Tabernacles, Festival of Tabernacles. And so the thought is that these 15 very short, simple psalms were the songs that they sang as they walked. And, you know, Jerusalem is on kind of the top of a hill. Mount is very mountainous, and so people were walking up, ascending to the temple to be in God's presence. There were also, from the lower court to the upper court in the temple, there were 15 steps. And it's very possible that the priests and the musicians who were there at the temple to forever praise God's name would sing one of these psalms on each of the 15 steps. They're simple. They remind us of things that we know, and yet I think there's an amazing power in the simplicity of what God says to us. And there's incredible power in our own lives in going back to truths that we know to remind ourselves of them. This song of ascents, this song of people going to God's temple, this pilgrim song is appropriate for us because that's what we are. We're pilgrims. We're people walking toward a destination, if you will. As the Jewish people walked to Jerusalem, there were often dangers. For some, it was a very long journey. It's interesting that in the story of the Good Samaritan, the Jewish man was coming from Jerusalem to Jericho when he got beaten up and robbed and left for dead. So at least part of that path, we know, could be fraught with some dangers. And so Psalm 21, we have these beautiful words. For those of us who walk a path of life that maybe isn't fraught with as many physical dangers as it is with other dangers, I lift my eyes to the mountains, to the hills. Where is it that my help comes from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I believe this is more than just poetry, but it's a reminder to us when we need help where we look. Now, if I ask you who your help is, I bet almost everyone in this room would say, God. We know that. We know that all our help, all our hope is in God. But I wonder sometimes what that looks like practically lived out in our lives. I know too well what it practically looks at, like lived out in my life. More and more over the past number of years, God has been working on me, on the way I worry about things, how anxious I get about things, how I let myself get all riled up, sometimes over something that doesn't even happen, but something that might happen. And God has been calling me into this deeper and deeper place of trusting him. And I am learning when I am hit with an anxious thought or I have a fear to say, "Our God, this is yours. Come in." But I am amazed. I am amazed, and not in a good way, of how many times that is not my first reaction. Although I know God is my help, I know that he will never abandon me. I know that leaving my fears and my struggles and my anxieties in his hand is the very best place for them. More times than I would like, my first reaction is to panic or to be afraid or to be anxious or to feel my heart start beating fast because what if this doesn't work out okay? And so I desperately need to hear the psalmist's words today. I desperately need to remember that when I need help, what I do, I lift my eyes, I look for my help. My help comes from the Lord, and not just the Lord. In case you forgot who he is, the psalmist reminds us, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who is more than capable to deal with whatever we are facing. The God who holds the universe, if you will, you know, and this week some of you had the opportunity to see pictures of Pluto. We've actually gone to the end of our known solar system, which is just the beginning of galaxies and galaxies and galaxies that we don't have any idea of yet. And the God who is our help holds all of that in the palm of his hand. It took him 9.5 years to get to Pluto. And God holds it in the palm of his hand, that and so much more. And so we're reminded who it is that we have faith in, not just a good thought, not just a positive thought, not in some far off distance, fuzzy old grandfather looking God, but a powerful God who created everything that we see and is more than able to take care of my small worries. You know, as the Jewish pilgrims walked this path, I just can't even imagine how comforting these words were. But the God who watches over you does not slumber or sleep. I am a very restless sleeper. I more times than not do not get a good night's sleep. And it's something that I really need to remember, that when I close my eyes and let my anxious thoughts and the things I'm thinking about and musing about take over, I need to remember that I can put them in the hands of the one who doesn't slumber or sleep. And that's another thing that God's been teaching me when I go to bed, to say, "All right, God, it's all yours." Children, my grandchildren, Tom, all the things I could possibly worry about are in your hands because you never slumber or sleep. God is never taken by surprise. We need to hear that. God is never taken by surprise. Nothing ever happens that God throws up his hands in dismay and wonders how it's going to work out. God knows. He knows the ending. He knows how he is going to knit together this crazy combination of the consequences of what we do, of living in a broken world, of free choice, of his moving in our lives, to take all those variables, if you will, and knit them right into his perfect plan. God is always on the job. It's never too big for him. He never stopped watching. He never stopped caring. He never stopped loving. And sometimes we believe God helps us in a general way, but I think this psalm presses into our lives the fact that God walks with us in a very specific way. The psalmist says that God is our shade. He's a shade at our, you can tell I'm left-handed because I'm going to use my left hand. He's a shade at our right hand. The sun with its harshness will not harm you by day, neither will the moon at night. No matter where your journey is taking you, the psalmist reminds us that God stands in between, if you will. He stands in between what would harm us and us. He's a shield, we read in other parts of the scripture. He protects us. He longs to see harm not come to us. He will not let us be destroyed. Even when it feels like he's not there, even when we forget to think about him, even when we don't trust him, even when we're afraid, even when it seems like life is so chaotic and going out of control, God remains constant, loving us, watching us, protecting us. He watches over our comings and our goings, the psalmist tells us, now and forevermore. When we go out, God goes with us. When we come back, God goes with us. And I believe so strongly that God wants to show us in a deeper and a deeper way how absolutely intimate he is with us, how absolutely concerned he is about the small details of life, and how much he would love us to live in the assurance that he is with us, in the assurance that he will protect us, in the assurance that he will never leave us. We live in a culture, I believe, of fear. With all the wonders of the internet is the horror of having news stories be able to be online in an instant after they happen. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can read bad news. And believe me, there's a lot of bad news in our world. We live in a broken world where all sorts of terrible, horrible things go on. The closer and closer we get to election season, the more amped up the fear gets. If this person gets into office, if this person doesn't get into office, what's going to happen? Constantly fear, 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 fear. Some of it on purpose, I think, some of it not. We live in a world that's afraid. We lock our doors, we buy bigger and bigger security systems. And I'm not saying that we're wrong to do those things. But I do believe God has not called us to live a life of fear. John reminds us that perfect love casts out fear. And whether we realize it or not, we are perfectly loved by God. And so as simple as the message is, as we walk through this world full of what ifs, we walk through this world where we hear about terrible things like people being beheaded and young girls being trafficked and children being kidnapped and people losing their jobs and their houses. We hear terrible, terrible news all the time. Desperately need the simple message of this beautiful pilgrim song. God is not sleeping on the job. He did not leave you to fight this journey you're on by yourself. He longs for us to lift our eyes, to cry out, to invite him in, to have him walk with us, being our shade, protecting us from the terrors of day and the terrors of night, by being with us as we go out and as we come in, that somehow in this broken world we can hold onto the beautiful news that we are God's loved people. That he is not going to let us go. That even if everything falls apart, even if the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, even if the United States of America crumbles, God is God. He's not surprised. He will not be sleeping on the job. And out of the chaos, and out of the mess, and out of the pain, and out of the suffering, he will work out his good will for us. It's not his will for us to be destroyed. It's not his will for us to be riddled with fear and anxiety. It's his will for us to walk one step at a time. We don't know where the path's leading. Often we're walking in the dark. But he invites us to walk that walk, holding his hand, trusting him, inviting him into every fear, that he might work out his good and perfect will in our lives, and that the glory might be his. Will you pray with me? Lord, you know the heart of each one of us in this room. You know the struggles that we face. You know the anxiety that we carry. You know what worries us. You know when we're fearful. You know when we doubt. And yet you love us. And you remind us that more and more every day of our lives, you're inviting us into the richest of loves, into the greatest of relationships with you. God, your promise to us is that you will be our God and we will be your people. Your promise to us is that you will never leave us or forsake us. Your promise to us is that no one can snatch us out of your hands. Your promise to us is that you work all things, not just some things, you work all things together for the good of those who love you, who are called according to your purpose, for our good, for your glory, God. You promise us, God, that you take even what is meant for evil, even what is meant to hurt us and destroy us, and you turn it around for good. There is no one like you, God. And we're sorry for the way we doubt you. We're sorry for the way we try to live our lives in our own strength. We're sorry that we take a step back and wait for you to prove yourself to us before we follow you. We're reminded tonight, God, that you are a God of covenant. That you have made an unbreakable promise to us in the blood of Jesus Christ, that we are forever yours. So we invite you tonight, God, into the scary places of our life and of our world. We invite you into our anxiety, into our fear, into our doubt, into our stress. God, open our eyes. We started the service saying, open our eyes. Open our eyes that we would see you. God, give us the faith to trust you. God, remind us that you will never let us go. Help us to see you, God, in the ordinary moments of our lives. Remind us, God, of who you are. And we'll give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.